5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the Kino Tri Show. Whether it's ratchet or inspirational, dope or disturbing, let's talk about it. You never know who'll stop through. This dude's worldwide. So kick your feet up, relax, and let the libations flow. It's the Kino Tri Show. All the cool kids are listening. Don't be a Stanley.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Kino Tri Show. I'm in the building. I got my boy Brandon and Al from Stocks and Bond Clothing Company. What's up, fellas?
Yo, what's going on?
So I'm glad to have y'all on the show. We've been talking for a minute to try to have y'all come on the show, and y'all came stocked and bonded up.
Always got to represent.
So tell me, start from how y'all met and when y'all decided to start Stocks and Bonds. It's an interesting story I heard before, but I'll let y'all tell the story.
Well, start from like back in the day, you just want to start
wherever you want to start.
I mean, we met in probably like 5th grade. It was a long time ago, but
97.
And what was that? Connecticut?
Providence, Rhode Island.
I ain't never met no black people from Rhode Island.
Nah, there's a couple.
There's a couple of us up there.
So how'd y'all end up in Atlanta?
I moved down here about 06, came down here, went to school, couple friends. First one, like, yo, how is it down there? I'm like, yo, it's good.
Never
He's
been
like,
here
yo,
before.
I'm coming. I'm on the way.
Never been here. He said it was good, so we packed up, came to get me, and I moved.
Oh, shit. So like back in the day, like back in the 90s, y'all too young to remember this, but people come down Freaknik and never go back home.
Never go back home.
Like Freaknik, they thought Freaknik was gone.
You gotta understand, Atlanta was Atlanta's Freaknik and Outkast, like to up north. You know what I'm saying?
So. Oh yeah, I guess that's all right. Because I knew some people upstate back in the day. They was like, yo, all we bumming is the Outkast. The rest of that stuff y'all can keep.
But right. That's the truth.
I remember in 10th grade, that's what everybody went and got. Like, what was that? Stankonia.
Stankonia
and Blueprint.
Shout out to Andre. I told you before, like, Andre was one of the first people I met when I moved to Atlanta. Now, we ain't cool now, but it was cool. It was cool knowing him before he was famous. Yeah. So y'all knew each other in Rhode Island. So y'all ended up in Atlanta. So after that, so where did the concept come? How did...
Just wearing, I mean, a lot of it, it's funny that it's kind of like coming around that we're doing the show at the Punchline, because a lot of the stuff originated around the Punchline, just being there and being around different people, just getting compliments, and we decided to start a t-shirt company at the time.
So did you have the name when you first started? Was it Stocks and Bonds in the beginning, or... It was just
Stocks,
whatever you put it on.
Stocks and Bonds wasn't even the first name. We kind of stumbled across a few names, and then we
can't even remember.
You know, came
names.
Up with them like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Then we go check it out.
Somebody had it, or
right,
and then stick. And we came up with Stocks and Bonds, and like in a three week span, it was in every conversation we had. Like just kept popping back up.
Just those two words, Stocks and Bonds.
And then we told somebody like, oh, we want to come up with a company called Stocks and Bonds, and he was like, oh, that's dope. And then, you know, we started mentioning it to people, and it took a while to get the idea of it was so dope, but we didn't know how to keep going. But everybody loved Stocks and Bonds, so we knew we had to do something.
How did y'all come up with a logo? Y'all had somebody creative on the team, or did you go outside to have somebody create your logos and your designs?
A little bit of both. The designer we have now, which is Quinn, that's my younger brother. He wasn't a part of the company at first, so we was kind of, doing our own thing. Reggie.
Yeah, I know
Reggie's really talented. So
Boss Battle, shout out to Boss Battle.
Shout out to Boss Battle. He's DJing right now, but Reggie, he was doing a lot of the designs, and then our other business partner Chuck, his cousin, said, "Yo, I got some ideas for you. Like, do you like them?" And he emailed them over to us, and we was like, yeah. So we ran with his his design that he made for us.
Now, I see y'all got a lot of people that wear your shirts, like, in entertainment. Like, I think y'all had a boxer at one point. Yeah. What was the boxer's name, or can we say that? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, you can say it. Bumbu, Demetrius Andrade, 18 Boxing.
Okay, and he's out of Rhode Island, too?
Yeah, he's out of another one out of 401.
There's something going on in Rhode Island.
A lot of hidden talents there.
Hey, so they're going to discover it.
So, and I know y'all had comics wearing your clothes just because you was working at the comedy club. Yeah. So, I guess if some people were to watch and they're inspired by your story, what's the key in getting started? How do you go about finding somebody to make the t-shirts, do the printing? And I know there's a whole host of things that...
Research. I mean, you can call us and we could do all that for you.
Oh, okay.
We provide all those services as well. But, I mean, it's research. It's just getting up and finding out what you want and then actually taking criticism and listening to opinions. But it's ultimately about, I guess, taking your own path.
Right, right. So, you named a few of y'all. So, how many is on the team?
It's five of us.
So it's five. And I met a few of y'all. Y'all kind of headstrong dudes. So, you know, how many times have y'all closed the door and said, "Yo, I'm gonna bust your ass"? Like
every time. I mean,
that's how we get work done. No?
Yeah. I mean, what else is there? You can't be nice, man. And we happen to actually be brothers, and that helps to where. You're arguing for a purpose, kind of. It's not like, I'll leave this business right now.
So, and then we're just so passionate about it. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times you're just in there just, you're just trying to come to a resolution for something or to fix a problem. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You got five, like you said, we're all pretty headstrong. So you got five different attitudes and brains trying to work out something.
Right. So, Have you had any milestones at this point that you're proud of? Like you've gotten to a few stores or a few distributors or anything that you're proud of? Like, oh, okay, this set the mark.
For one, I would say it may not seem like too much of an accomplishment for a lot of other people, but I would say just the journey of it is the accomplishment. Just
it's been about getting 3 years.
Far,
and
learning and getting better and finding better clothes and finding better ways. But as far as accomplishments, I mean, we get a lot of love in Atlanta. Shout out to Roger Bonds and Roger Bonds Marketing. He's the head of Ciroc Boy South. He does a lot of work here in Atlanta, and it's an accomplishment being around people like that see talent in us and that see kind of see our vision and they want to support it.
Oh, no doubt. So what is the vision? What is the vision? Is it going to be purely clothing, or are you going to plan to branch out into other things?
We're a brand, so you know what I'm saying? It's all about a lifestyle.
Right.
And that's what Stocks and Bonds is. Stocks and Bonds is getting up every day, being free, going out, doing whatever you want to do, being who you are.
And then it's right now we're at a point where our goal is to stop working for people and work for ourselves. And you know, I think going back to accomplishments, we gave one of our friends a job. Like we you know, my boy Dame, shout out to Dame. He's in Rhode Island right now. He sells Stocks and Bonds clothing. He makes his own money off of it. So. Things like that, just giving people an opportunity that no one gave us is an accomplishment, you know. And being a part of stuff like this, like Keenan, we go back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we go back.
I remember Keenan, there wasn't a Keenan Trace show. You know what I'm saying? So for us to even have the opportunity to help each other out is an accomplishment in itself, man. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm all about that. And you talked about accomplishments and being small. My actual first paid gig was here at the Punchline, and I still have that first check. I never cashed it. It wasn't nothing but like $10 or something. Yeah.
Marcy didn't sign it.
Small victories, man. Ain't no victory too small. What else did I have to ask? Now, I thought that you were the CEO. Is there like a specific person that?
Nah, he's
is
the CEO.
The
this El Jefe.
Nah, I just run the communications department. If you know Charles, shout out this Chuck. If you know Charles, you know he runs the finances.
Okay.
And Reggie, he does a lot of our tech stuff, and Quinn, he does our graphics. So we all have pretty much specific.
We're a team. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It takes all of us to run the business, and you know what I'm saying? All of our expertise or areas of interest. Quinn's our artist. Like you said, Chuck's good with numbers. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's all about, he's diligent. He's all about saving money and sticking to our budgets. Reggie takes care of anything that has to do with our media, right. Online, website, anything like that. Brandon B. Rob, you know, he takes care of all of our communications.
He ain't called me Brandon since 7th grade.
Emails, whatever, getting back to people, make sure we're responding, keeping in touch with our mailing list and things like that. And all together, we're just a well-oiled machine. And
I'm actually impressed. I thought y'all was some bums.
we started like that.
I'm actually impressed. I mean, you can't do it by yourself. It's hard out here. Even with the Keno Tri Show, I got people that help me out. I got somebody design my logo. When I need help, like editing and stuff like that, I got people to help. I mean,
people got sponsor Keno with some clothing.
I think y'all should sponsor me with some clothing. I rock it.
You got to tell people stop looking at Instagram. You know, on Instagram, everybody's the boss and like, dude, who's working, dude? Right. Like, you did everything on your own.
Too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. I would definitely rock your stuff. I mean, I need to get some Keno Trice gear going on. Yeah. So
we could definitely help you with that, too.
Yeah,
everything.
I know you can. He had that look at me like, yeah, we can help you with that. No,
man, people always ask us if we're a clothing line and stuff like that, but we do, like, there's people that know us. We do videos and stuff like that. We do music videos. We shoot skits and sketches, and we do a lot of stuff, man. It's Atlanta. You got to be versatile.
I've been talking to your media guy. I've been talking to your media guy. Shout out to Reggie. We gonna work.
Boss battle. Boss battle.
Boss battle. Boss battle on this in this bitch. So what the stocks and bonds at the. What do y'all do for fun? Do y'all, like, have events? Is there, like, parties? Or I can't talk about that on?
No. No.
Is it, like, a stocks or bonds party? Like,
no, we do. We try to get involved with a lot of community stuff. So we do clothing drives. We do food drives with Hug Life and Ink by Cali. Shout out to them.
Hooligans.
Hooligans. We do a lot of we do go out. I mean, again, this is the A, man. You can't if you're in the A for 5 minutes, you stepped in the club on an accident.
But we do everything though. Like we play ball, basketball,
paintballing.
You know,
we're big kids.
We might go you know, go to the gun range or
shit. The other day we did laser tag,
anything laser tag. So you know, it's just all about having a good
time. Anybody want to challenge stocks and bonds in any one of those games?
What's up with that Madden? Who on the
They don't want to play Madden. You can ask about me and Madden. I got it, though.
I got a couple of dollars on it.
We can come down to the office.
I don't play Madden.
That's normally how it starts. They would ask about it, and then they're like, oh, damn, he seems good. I don't even play.
I don't play Madden.
I put a lot of people in the – I turned a lot of people to basketball players in Madden.
Kirk. Oh, man.
Shout out to Kirk.
but that's cool that y'all do stuff together because, I mean, if it's all work and no play, you know, it keeps them fights going. So if y'all out letting off steam together, y'all become already a family. Yeah, I was going to say, y'all become a family representing Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. What about Rhode Island is hot? Like, if I was to go to Rhode Island, where would you send me? Like,
I mean, to be honest, first thing I do when we go home, we go get food, man. You eat.
Yeah,
man.
The food is awesome. So any type of food you want.
Any type. Seafood, what they known for?
Seafood, Italian food.
Spanish food.
Good Spanish food.
So not Mexican food. There's a difference between Mexican food and,
So if I was to be, if I said I was going to Rhode Island this weekend, where should I go? What's the spot I should go to?
You want
to
be in Providence.
Providence, okay.
I'm gonna hit up my man Damon. You're gonna hang with Damon. He's gonna bring you around the city. There's a lot of stuff going on in the little place. It's not just us. I mean, there's entrepreneurs all over Providence, man. There's a lot of them.
A lot of small business owners in Rhode Island.
So there's plenty going on. We haven't been home in a little while, but there's a lot of little club scenes, but there's a lot of big ideas going, man, and a lot of people that are doing some great things.
You got a lot of good schools there too, like RISD, Brown.
Our neighborhood. College. That's our neighborhood, like where we grew up. And you know, we got lost in the shuffle.
I might
would
send
bit,
send them to Thayer Street first though.
Yeah, Thayer
probably
Street.
Probably send you to Thayer. Thayer Street.
T H A Y E R.
Y'all accents, man, be killing me. Thayer Street.
Thayer Street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, yeah. Thayer Street. You get all kind of food, man. That's Brown. Brown University. You Brown know, the University. College okay. scene. It's kind of like, you know, Clark and all that, except right. a little less hood. Not too much.
So there's a hood in every city. What's the hood part of Rhode Island? I'm just.
Providence.
Providence, you told me to go there. Like, I ain't trying
Providence.
To go there.
Nah, it's different, man. You going to be out the mix if you want to be out the mix. But if you want to be in the mix, it goes down like anywhere else.
So is it like some cities I go to, you might drive down the street for 2 miles. It's all pretty and pristine. Soon as you cross a certain street, it's hood.
Like I said, we grew up, we used to walk down to Brown and play ball down at Brown, like a mile down, so...
Is Brown in the hood, or is it?
It's right outside of it. As soon as you cross, like,
it goes from, damn, these are nice houses, though. How the hell I get here?
And then if you keep driving, you go back to nice houses. Yep.
Right back. Yep. But it's cool, though, man. I would say that we grew up in a real neighborhood. This is how we are.
Right.
We all grew up together. So it's not, We don't really know Doughboy from Boys in the Hood. It's not that bad, but I mean, it goes down like anywhere else. So
right. Cool. Rhode Island boys, stocks and bonds. I had a few more questions to ask you. Uh-huh. So where do you see your company 5 years from now? So you kind of have the clothing thing going on now. You say you want to be a conglomerate where you dab in other things. What in 5 years you want to say stocks and bonds does what?
Multimedia. I always joke with him. I think we're gonna make more money off of multimedia than clothes. And
our whole goal is to empower others to be independent.
Right.
So
right.
In 5 years, we want to be proven in that sense. So like we said, we hired some of our friends and stuff. In 5 years, we want that to be for them people to have like a solid. You know, like a solid foundation, and we could say, yeah, like we really do help other people to be independent.
Just to be able to do anything.
Just to do whatever you want. In any way that we can help, that's what we're going to do.
So with even in the business of what I do, have you come across those people that I got to cut ties with? Or do you show the love to let them in first and then realize later? How do you, keep your circle tight?
I mean, I think we're pretty good at judging people, and we've learned how to... I hate to say use people, but we've learned how to use people for what they can give us and
who they want to be. It's not even really what us using them. Most people are who they want to be. So if they're a little bit, you know, just here for the ride, then they're long at here for the ride time.
So, yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying?
Then, so you just learn from people, man. There's people that you have around that do it as a hobby, and if it's not a hobby for you, then you shouldn't. Be around them. It's not really cutting a tie with them. It's, you know, if you only did this once every 3 years, then it's not really why go on the Kino Trey Show.
Right,
it's a hobby
right,
for you.
Right,
you do
right.
this every week, and it's something you're passionate about. So of course, yeah, we're going on there.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know,
no
it's going to help both of us.
Right. Yeah, I want to be down with stocks and bonds, y'all. Yeah, y'all do, and plus I need security, man. I'm getting old. Need y'all young boys to get rowdy for me. Get rowdy.
We getting old, man. We gonna need security in a couple of years.
So, what are some of the things you do to display your goods? Do you go to any fashion shows, trade shows, or anything like that? And if so, tell me a little bit about them.
So far, basically what we do is we'll do like pop-up shops. We actually just had a big pop-up shop that we did at our loft, on the first floor of our loft.
1612 West Cleveland Ave.
And it turned out really well. We just took an empty space and just designed it and put the character Stocks and Bonds in it. We invited a bunch of people out, people that are like previous customers.
Okay.
And some of their guests, they all came out. We gave them a chance to see our new line first before we released it to the public, and went pretty well.
Okay.
We had some drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Is your business mainly online, or you do the pop-up stores
We're trying to get more into you know, a pop-up tour, you know, going up and down the East Coast, visiting major cities. It's just creating a buzz in those cities, which is what we're working on now, which is, you know, it's going pretty well. And you know, the next stop
Look out for us at all the trade shows.
Yeah, next
we're gonna be at all the
next
trade
stop
shows
is Vegas and hopefully New York Fashion Week and things like that, to where we can participate and be seen with the quote unquote major brands.
Now, was it ever like a Master P thing, selling them out of the trunk, like pull up to the spot? Oh, yo, I got
these stocks and bond shirts.
Hit the barber shops.
Got to grind it out. Yep, the barber shops everywhere.
It's
the
just trunk. Funny. Because people
outside,
look at it.
Back, yeah. Everything.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, at the club where we'll be there in 20 minutes.
Whatever.
So, I mean,
we. Telling the bouncers, man, just let us in, man. We got a bag for somebody. We got to drop it off. That,
I mean, you still do it now, kind of. It's just you try to move away from it to, you know, as you grow, because that's just what happens.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, if someone wants something, we're not above getting it
we
to you.
Bring
you know
it
what I'm saying?
You.
How far are you is the question.
Yo, I got them stocks and bonds, homie. They hot. Well, cool. We're gonna take a little break so I can check the camera and all that. We here, Stocks and Bonds, Keno Trice Show. Be back
Keno
in a few minutes.
Show.
We are back from the break on the Keno Trice Show. I'm here with Al and his sidekick, Al and Brandon from Stocks and Bonds.
You.
Should I say clothing company or should I say?
Yeah. Stocks and Bonds clothing company.
So we were talking during the break. Now, you got a big deal coming up in February.
February, we're going to do an official launch. It's been about 3 years now, and it's time. It's time to do it. So we're going to have an official launch. It's going to be a pop-up show. Then we're also going to have a launch party out probably at...
probably 11:45 or something.
Yeah, probably 11:45. Buckhead, shout out to Rock Boy Manny, Roger Bonds, T. Lewis,
So Cold Entertainment. I mean, and we're going. We're gonna go out to Vegas and try to see what's going on out there and work on our craft a little bit. They got the magic show coming up. We're gonna, you know, get a little more knowledge. I mean, like you said, we've been out. We haven't really been out. We've tested the waters for 3 years, and
right, no doubt.
You know, we've done little things to improve. We've done big things to improve, but it's time for everybody to, you know, get stocks and bonds clothing.
So a little bit about the product line. So you do t-shirts, you do hats,
hoodies, snapbacks, beanies. We do custom denims,
custom embroidery.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Private labeling for anybody else with a brand out there. You know, you always want to have your own labeling in the back of your shirts. You don't want to say Hanes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You need your own.
That's not a
yourself.
It's not a collaboration if it says Stocks and Bonds and Hanes. You know
exactly.
That means you put it on a Hanes shirt.
When you have some of them off-brand stuff say
exactly.
Deer River or something. Like, where you get a Deer River throwback at?
Uh-huh.
So we get it. You're saving money getting the tees 6 for $10 in the pack.
Right.
And take them on, get them printed on, but there's better ways to do it.
The y'all shirts come wrinkled already, like they come out of the pack.
Nah, they come folded nice. I would
pressed.
Know.
Pressed.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all gonna give me a no? I'm just
nah. We got you.
Nah,
of course.
We got you.
We're gonna do. Yeah. Hey, to the world watching, Keno's gonna get his stuff. We're gonna do a nice live show from the office, man. It's a special guest star. We don't know who yet, but we're gonna have a special guest star.
Yes, make sure y'all check me out. When are we gonna do that? We're gonna do that February.
We should do it in the new office.
In the new loft.
It's February. A secret.
February.
It's a secret. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep everything on the hush-hush.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm saying that. If something happened to me out there, you know what I'm saying? Check Stock and Bonds.
The Stocks and Bonds show. We're going to have a picture of Keno Trice, though.
Nah, man. We just try to get everybody to, you know, believe in themselves, man. It's not easy trying to start your own business. So even if you don't get up and do it, even if you want to inspire by watching other people, man, you know, you can still feel free, you can still be free, you know, you can still think free, because you could be 40 years old and go and start your own business and everything could work out. I plan on living to be 125 anyway.
and I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people think it takes a lot of money to start a business, and actually it doesn't. It just takes a few people pulling a few dollars together, and you start somewhere, you start grassroots. So I don't know what
energy
y'all's story
and persistence
is, but
Yeah. Energy and persistence.
and you got to have a Chuck on your team. You got to have a Charles on your team.
If everybody wants to spend money.
Yeah, that's the finance guy.
You got a Charles on your team.
You got to see Chuck.
Go downhill.
Got to see Chuck. But that's good, though. That's good.
So with back on the startup money. So it literally started out with just a concept, few t-shirts, few ideas.
And so, I mean, and support, man. Like you guys being around the punchline and listening to when it was an idea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was cool then. So to come this far is definitely a blessing.
And then a lot of footwork. Like, nobody's going to believe in it if you don't believe in it yourself. So, you know, we're out there, we're wearing the shirts, we're out there promoting.
Right.
It's just things you got to do. And
for those who
listen, if you don't got a ton of money, yeah, then those are definitely things that you got to do.
And and be open. Like, don't think because you got an idea, like, you're not the first person with that idea.
Exactly.
It's not the best idea in the world. It's not, you know, listen to people,
and
man.
And don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Not got to
reinvent real,
the
man,
wheel.
There's a lot of stuff that we learned, we had to learn it. So, right. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to see nobody go through it if they don't have to go through it, so.
Right. Some people got to go through it on their own. Hard,
yeah, that's true.
Hard head make a soft ass.
My mom used to say that all the time.
Yeah, sometimes we got to go through our own trials and tribulations. But it's cool, man. I'm glad y'all came on, man. I look forward to the future of stocks and bonds. I'm going to pump y'all up,
appreciate,
man. So anything y'all got going, let me know.
Man, appreciate it.
I send it out through my mediums. And
likewise.
I can't wait to broadcast from y'all spot.
Oh, yeah, man. Stocksandbondsclothing.com. Stocks, letter N, bondsclothing.com, man. Check it out. Go on it. If you don't even buy nothing, leave a comment, man. Follow us, Stocks.
IG.
Yeah, Stocks_ND_bonds is the IG. These guys
Twitter.
Are Snapchat gang.
Yeah, Twitter's Stocks and Bonds 1.
Yep.
Snapchat. I don't even know my Snapchat
name.
I can't
keep up with
you. Yeah,
follow us on Snapchat, too.
B_ROBS_IG. Follow the rest of the gang when you get on there. We're going to put everybody up posted tonight.
And the website
is stocks_bondsclothing.com. Stocks_bondsclothing.com.
Okay, for those old heads out there,
stocks and bonds clothing.com. You can Google us too.
Yeah. They out there.
We're Google worthy now.
Yeah, you can Google us.
That's the biggest accomplishment. There we go. You know what I'm saying? You can get it on Google.
You can Google.
Right. Let's talk about something.
Well, cool, man. Thanks for stopping by once again. And for those who are going to listen to the pre-recorded version of this, my apologies, man. We had some issues with the radio where we couldn't do it live, but man, still mess with us, man.
We
and
broke
I'm gonna put
the
up
internet,
the,
baby.
I'm gonna put up the live video too soon. So make sure y'all check out Stocks and Bonds, man. You're some real good brothers.
Stocksandbondsclothing.com. Invest in yourself.
And
yeah,
there you have it. Invest in yourself. So until next time, man, I want to thank everybody who supports the Keno Tri Show. Thank everybody for listening. And make sure you have a great week. Until next time, we'll holler at you. Peace.
Yeah.